You can either fix the cows to stop them doing that, or you can make beef without the cow. And both of those, you know, will be pursued to see which one can lead to the best product in terms of taste, health, and cost.
Here he is, self-appointed, lying in every word. Oh, then we can just make the beef. No, it's not beef. It's artificial garbage you're going to grow that no one wants, that you can control what's in it. And he wants to put spike protein in beef. You've got to stand up against these people. You've got to realize they're coming for everybody. Again, their religion is about dominating you and training you to do disgusting things to yourself because they need you to go against logic and self-harm. If you're a radio listener, you're blessed because we're showing a woman eat large spider after large spider. And I can tell you on dares in junior high, I have eaten crickets and stuff, screwing around, and they taste disgusting. Now that's something a dumb 11-year-old does on a bet for $20. I can tell you that spider tastes like hell on earth. Jill Biden, the wife of the Chinese communist pedophile agent, Joe Biden, spoke at the Satanic Grammys last night. But now I want to talk about the real Satanism, destroying our culture, cutting off our resources, attacking our children, injecting us with poison shots, censoring us, surveilling us. All over TV, all over movies, it's not just messages that men are bad and families are bad and children are bad and that poison shots are good. Everywhere we see Nicole Kidman, the list goes on and on, pushing eating bugs when they have poisonous chitin shells that give you cancer and you're not designed to eat bugs. And they know that. And Bill Gates is bringing to the fore artificial meat and bug factories all over the world and saying he's going to make you eat these. And suddenly it's being put in school lunch products all over the Western world. Again, their religion is about dominating you and training you to do disgusting things to yourself because they need you to go against logic and self-harm. If you're a radio listener, you're blessed because we're showing a woman eat large spider after large spider. And I can tell you on dares in junior high, I have eaten crickets and stuff, screwing around, and they taste disgusting. Now that's something a dumb 11-year-old does on a bet for $20. I can tell you that spider tastes like hell on earth. Because, yes, I didn't just eat crickets a couple times on bets. One time there was a half-alive tarantula on the ground. And I've eaten bugs, I think, three times. And once it was a tarantula, and it brings back horrible memories. When I bit into it, it put off a smell of dead, rotten meat that made me throw up for like 5 minutes. I mean, just the thought of that bug. And I'm admitting stupid stories about myself here, but that's what 11-year-old boys do. This is a woman. She sits so disgusting. She can barely control herself and her gag reflex. But she's telling you how good and delicious it is. Just like Robert Downey Jr. and everybody else up there saying you will eat the bugs. It's all about complete degradation. Here, let's take it full screen and crank up the audio so you can hear the smacking and the gag reflex where she's trying to throw up but forcing it back. Here it is. Okay, that's enough. And I only played that to demonstrate the gag reflex. Your cells, your body, your genetics knows you're not supposed to eat that. It's like G. Gordon Liddy was in prison and he beat up some of the tough guys that thought they could kick his ass. And they interviewed people that were in prison with him. He didn't lie in his book about it. It was all true. He didn't just eat one rat. He ate rats on a routine basis in front of people live, head first. Now, it's one thing to do that to dominate people in a maximum security prison as a former military man and FBI agent and CIA operative, which I still wouldn't do that to show people that I had a will. I don't think I could eat a live rat head first, savoring each bite. But the fact is they've got Nicole Kidman and everybody else on TV doing this, telling you it's great to just see they can get you to go against your ingrained common sense that God gave you. And it goes on from there. Let's play the next clip. This is Bill Gates backs a startup tracking cow burps and farts. And he says they're going to feed them a special diet so they don't create methane. Methane is a warming gas in the atmosphere. It is directly associated with keeping our atmosphere and is a good gas in our atmosphere. And we've always had bovine all over the continents, including the Arctic and buffalo here in North America, another species of buffalo all over Africa and Asia, by the millions. And they put off the exact same methane, but they list methane as bad and they make it toxic. You know who else puts off methane? You know what comes out of your rear end, right? A lot of it's methane. So they're saying something that is part of you, part of life is bad. And by listing life as bad, they can now surveil it and control it and go after it. But don't worry, he's got startup companies getting government money from Australia to the U.S., from Germany to Canada, with billions of dollars of taxpayer money he got through Green Deals to roll out these industries. And that's why you see in Canada, they're making them kill a large part of their herd. Same thing in the Netherlands. They are cutting off the resources and saying you will eat the bugs. Again, that's real Satanism. Destroying healthy foods, destroying prosperity, destroying small farmers. And it's not coming, it's here. Here's Bill Gates.
Australia is rare in that the opportunities exceed the things you have to give up. You have to give up a large part of the and eventually almost all of the coal mining activity. You know, what happens with beef, my climate group, Breakthrough Energy, just announced literally today an investment in an Australian group called Ruminate that helps cows not be so much a source of methane emissions. So we have two paths to solving that. That's 6% of global emissions are cows who burp and fart methane to an extreme degree. You can either fix the cows to stop them doing that, or you can make beef without the cow. And both of those, you know, will be pursued to see which one can lead to the best product in terms of taste, health, and cost.
Here he is, self-appointed, lying in every word. Oh, then we can just make the beef. No, it's not beef. It's artificial garbage you're going to grow that no one wants, that you can control what's in it. And he wants to put spike protein in beef. You've got to stand up against these people. You've got to realize they're coming for everybody. Look at these headlines just today. Great Reset, supermarket chain, Lidl, to cut down on meat products to serve green agenda. Farmland becomes flashpoint in U.S.-China relations. They're blocking China buying farmland across the U.S. Meanwhile, Bill Gates and the globalists are buying it all up and kicking regular farmers and ranchers off. This is strategic, it's a takeover, and it's not just China. Cows are the new coal, got to get rid of them. Meet the cow fart backpack that wants to fight climate change. Oh, you can keep your cow, just shove a tube up its rear end and then gather the methane, pressurize it, and then have it injected into a mine shaft. None of this is sustainable. None of this is going to operate. It's about total control. Oh, just a month ago, the UN announced their 15-minute smart cities initiative. Now Canada has nearly 200 cities and towns joined Liberals' smart city scheme and promised to block the cars, control everybody, you name it. And it goes on and on and on with doublespeak. Hillary Clinton, we need to protect abortion for our grandkids. You mean we need to kill our grandkids? They know exactly what they're doing. It's an elite revolution against the people of Earth. I'm not going to belabor this. We've got a big guest coming up, but it was one of our top five best-selling products. His supply chain breakdowns. We've been able to get it for over 2.5 years. We reformulated it and made it even better. Ultimate Bone Broth plus Primal Human Nutrition, the best bone broth out there, hands down. I challenge you to find better. And the regular stuff that's just regular bone broth that's great for your joints and body is on average the same price as this. They have premium brands that sell for 30-40% more. This is the ultimate premium brand. This doesn't just have concentrated chicken bone broth or turmeric root or chaga mushroom or bee pollen or goji berry or alfalfa herb powder, all the incredible things that does. It's got 5 grams of organic soluble acacia fiber to support digestive health, 400 milligrams of sunflower lecithin, organic aci berry antioxidants, added electrolytes to help you recover from exercise, magnesium, potassium, sodium, real organic cocoa bean powder for the flavoring with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. This is cutting edge. You need Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for years, just like Real Red Pill Plus. Finally, a limited run, back in stock, and it keeps us on air. If you got joint pain, you're old, you're young, you're in sports, you're not, you got arthritis, you really need to try this. This thing was a 5-star, thousands of reviews when we could no longer produce it anymore, and it's finally back, a game changer. Bone Broth Plus, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.